Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny, Secret Show for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our special guest today, the one and only V. Hale. Ms. Hale, if you're nasty.
Hi, guys.
Fresh off a visit with your peeps, huh?
What?
How's that?
Yeah, you like that? I don't get it.
With your family?
You just had your parents
your
in
parents?
Town. I'm asking you about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fun?
Heard,
is that
how's
good?
Your people?
Or?
Yeah, it was really good. I actually don't have annoying parents, so it's nice.
Oh,
okay.
That's, what are you, that one in a million person who doesn't get annoyed by their parents?
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean like I just love them every second of every day, but.
You guys huggers?
I'm saying it's not dreadful.
You guys huggers and I love yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do? You don't hug and say
oh,
love
I do.
You?
I absolutely do.
Oh, okay.
But John grew
We're
up in a family that
just trying to get to
didn't...
know your relationship yeah. with your parents, V.
Plenty of people
know.
Don't hug and I love you. Lots
oh.
of, even yeah. though they do love each other, they just, that's
We were
just
talking about that earlier
not
this
demonstrative
week.
Yeah. like
well,
that.
Well, he's my stepdad, but I mean, he's been around a long, long time. But my mom, basically, it was just me and her pretty much my whole life. So her and I are like.
And she bought you boobs for your 18th birthday, right?
No. It was after college. And she hates that she has to say that because it was a bribe that I made her stick to because I was going to leave college for my boyfriend.
And
she was
said,
she
I'll
was
buy
right.
Tits
yeah.
If you stay in school,
she knew
and
I'd
finish.
Get over it. What?
She said, "I'll buy you tits if you stay in school and finish."
Yeah, I was trying to move back home and go to the local school because he was wanted me to come back, and she was like, "Fuck no."
Okay.
Right?
Where'd you go to
yeah.
school?
Long Beach State.
Nice.
The dirt bags.
That nice? The dirt bags.
I went to Harvard.
I was.
Yeah, right.
You should have said Harvard. That would have been funny.
Hey, what ended up happening with you and that boy? The one you were like, I got to come home because I'm so lovesick over him.
Oh, he was awful. Awful.
Oh.
Abusive, on drugs.
Oh, my God. Well, your mom saved your life and you still made her buy you tits?
I know, that's what she said. She's all, so we're just going to get like a new car. And I was like, no, we're not. No, it was just, I mean, you're just young and in love. I mean, it was like
and
my
dummy.
First
yeah.
year, you're away from home. You know, he makes you feel guilty, like, oh my God, come back and blah, blah, blah. And
which
so I
is,
was like, I'm just going to go to Sac State.
Which and alone like, is a sign that he's a scumbag to actually be putting, while you're out getting an education and improving
oh, yeah.
yourself,
right.
he's pulling you back home, like, as if it's not hard enough to be away right. and at school. He's making it worse.
Oh, yeah. No, he's I would say a piece of shit, but he's just so much worse than that.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
He's like the stain that a piece of shit leaves.
You know, my buddy's daughter
yeah. behind after you've cleaned
went
it.
To school in Arizona, and now she has the second year she has a boyfriend who's here, or I don't know where he is, but they're apart, and she's lovesick and just now she's like, I hate being here, I want to leave. Oh. And her mom, of course, and kids don't know all this stuff because they're kids,
yeah.
but
right.
they're they're paying for all of this, and it's, and in their case, they're going into debt to keep this girl in school and get her the education, and they're, and she's like, I hate it here. I want to leave. I want to be with my guy. And it, what a struggle for a family to be like.
Because you certainly don't get the full experience of moving away and being on your own and becoming friends with strangers, which people I met in college are really like my long-term friends, right? Yeah. High school, I think you're just a lot younger and drift. And it's such a, it sucks because you think like, you know, in high school, you all went to the same school and I love you and I want to be with you every day. And there's nothing you can do because hindsight's 20/20 and that's about it. Right now, they better just fucking pray. I just respected my mom too much too to like leave knowing like she would be heartbroken, right? Like, and that was the school I wanted to go to. Got into all the other ones I applied to, didn't care. That's like the last one I found out about. It was like, go do what you wanted to do for so long, you know? And yeah. I did. I excelled, you know, with friends and actually experiencing Southern California for the first time once him and I split.
And then you got the boobs you always dreamed about.
Totally.
And then when did they come up again? You got them out or you got them replaced? Or
no, she got too big because the nurse was a scumbag. Wasn't that it?
Yeah. So you went smaller recently.
The nurse was like, bigger, bigger.
The nurse said,
and then I came out and my mom was like, what the fuck?
The nurse said, I'm not going to let you go under if you choose these.
You're just going to end up coming back and putting in bigger ones. You might as well go.
That's so wrong. It's so wrong on so many levels.
And I went, well, not back to them, but I went and actually got them smaller. So how funny. Stupid
joke. Did you do that recently?
I did it. I think it'll be 3 years in February.
Okay, so that's.
Do you love the way they look? You're like, they're perfect.
Yeah, and I, you know, I was living in Boston then. And having the experience of two separate plastic surgeons, he was so amazing, I would go back to him.
The second guy.
You eventually, yeah. Like, he is absolutely amazing. My mom loved him too. Like, you know, they have surgery centers. Like, I didn't have to go to the hospital. Well, no, but he would walk out and say, we just finished up, you know, because they don't like close up. All the nurses do that. Like, we're wheeling her out, like communicated.
Right.
You know, and parents, when you're in, you know, and under, it's so frightening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but so you're not cockeyed. You're not like, oh my God, what
one
happened?
One nipple's
to me?
Under your arm and the other one's
no, totally. Like, we didn't, listen, we fucked this up. Like, she knew I was happy and they took such great care. And I mean, he was awesome, but.
Good.
Yeah.
I find it interesting about your story about how you had to exercise them so that they can be natural. And so if she was constantly working out her boobs.
Yeah. You got to like move them around.
You got to massage them.
We've talked about that. Like and I hope I'm not offending anyone, but whatever, to each
I'm
their
offended.
Own. I'm just saying personally, I don't like that.
Stick on.
Fake popped up.
Mm-hmm. The bolt on look. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
So it looks, you know what it is? I was rewatching Sopranos.
Yeah.
Cause I wanted to watch Saints of Newark or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all, you know, they work at Bada Bing or whatever.
Yes, and all the girls have the lead press-on boobs, right?
Oh, my God. And I'm like, that was it, though. Like, back then, women are like, I want my boobs like that. But it looks so shitty. Like, if a girl was up there with small titties, I was like, yeah. Like, if I were a dude, I'd rather have this, like, itty-bitty titty committee over here than this one all, like...
I'm with you.
Plastic
absolutely.
Up.
Up in their chin. It's so bad.
Even Playboy, for a long time, like, every girl, they're just big, round half melons stuck on the chest.
You know, I've had two... I've been with two girls that have had them. The first girl, she was so flat and super tall and hated her body because she was completely out of proportion. So she got them, and they very much were like, they were the silicone implants.
So they were heavy, and they
were thick, heavy, dense, really, they looked good, but they looked fake, no doubt. And there was half moon scar on the areola, and she had no feeling. And I remember being like, we're making out, and I'm touching them, and she's like, I'm not stopping you, you feel free, but I can't feel anything there, so... You know,
don't look for a reaction out of
me. And I was like, oh, crunch, you know, and now I'm kind of, all right, well, then what am I doing here? They're fake and you don't feel it. What the fuck?
So what you know, it's funny because I know they say it can happen. And in the beginning, and I don't know if it's because it was fresh, there was sometimes I couldn't feel, but never, and it totally came back.
Oh, good.
Where were your scars?
It was very randomly. It was never like long term. Like it would be like for a couple minutes or something. But for her to have it permanently, like I know they tell you because they have to tell you side effects, but they said that one is just so rare.
Well, that was in 95, 94. So maybe they've gotten a lot better and they don't have
the choice of saline.
What's that?
She probably didn't even have the choice to get the
saline. No, she didn't. I don't think they were doing that then. But the next pair that I came across, which is much more recent, they were so perfect that, and she didn't have to tell me. She told me, she goes, these are fake, but I didn't know. They were so freaking perfect. There was no scar, as real as you'd want. I'm sitting here making a motion, which is really pathetic.
Honk, honk.
Yeah, they were unbelievable. And I you know what? Even though her and I didn't end up hanging out, I wish I knew the name of her surgeon so I could give the guy some run because they were freaking perfect.
So, I can't. Well, you know what's funny? Like I did research and stuff, obviously, and coming across things, they say that people research the car they want to buy
more than
they do the doctor that is going to
change
do
their
plastic
look,
surgery and stuff.
Right?
Yeah, and you would think you got. I mean, come on! Like that's insane. That's insane. And then the second time around, I felt like my first plastic surgeon was amazing. It was the fact that his right hand nurse, right, essentially was the one with the go bigger, but when I had to do it the second time because I was in Boston, I mean, it's like I kind of had to look all over again, and then because I had gone through that situation the first time, I was even pickier, so yeah, it's just something people like are like, just want to get out and get it and then be done with it, but it's permanent, like,
right.
You know, so it's crazy. People just don't put any thought into it. It's wild.
Well, that's, you know what? The same is true for tattoos. And, you know, you can't tell people enough. What are you doing? You don't just walk into any random place and hope that artist is good enough to do the job that you want him to do. But people do it all the time.
Try to tell that to a drunk person.
Right.
The guy who's available to give you a tattoo when you walk in drunk, not your first choice. Shouldn't be.
No, and it's funny because a true artist, if they felt they couldn't give you what they wanted, would actually turn you away.
Right.
Right.
And be like, I don't, because I feel like they all have
their style, their specialty.
Some can do writing. Yeah. Some can do good shading, whatever. I feel like a really good artist would say, I don't want that permanently on your body because I don't think I can give you what you're looking for. But when you walk in, and most places don't take walk-ins, like they'll have one day where you can walk in. Other than that, you need an appointment because.
And that's the really good ones, like Vinny, waits months for appointments.
Oh, I'm
more
sure.
than months. Yeah, I mean, like, I've gone a year in between because the guy's that
oh my
busy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's
but he's
insane.
Good, so, I mean, that's, you want to wait. You want to. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Let's move on. I'm sorry I brought your boobs up. Did I bring them up?
I don't know.
I don't know how we got on the sure. boobs.
I might have brought them up.
How often do you clean your vibrator, V?
What?
Do you clean your vibrator after every use?
Every use.
Every use. You take your vibrator to the sink and soap and water it.
Separate soap because you want to do it with like the fragrance-free antibacterial. Right? I usually have like the foofy like foam.
Yeah, for your hands.
After every time.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the weirdest thing that's ever been in your vagina?
Oh, I think
you already asked her that question.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
And what was it?
Yeah. A wine bottle, right?
It was the wine bottle. Yeah, Nick knows.
Okay. I still think
Nikki
that's interesting.
I don't even remember that.
That really threw me. That's why
Nikki's
I remember
all,
it.
It's in my V-Hale vag notes. It's a wine bottle.
All right.
So I know it's been a while. What's Nikki's...
Oh, that's her deal.
Here we go. We're going to hem and we're going to haw until we have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah. It's going good. We're still hanging out, but nothing's happened.
Nothing, V-Hale.
Nothing. Not even boob feel.
Can you have sex for me? Like,
okay, I'll work on that.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nah, do it. We've
just been not sexually attracted.
Yeah, don't have sex for anybody else.
If you're listening, I'm sorry.
Don't have sex for anybody else. That's key.
V told me to do this.
Yeah, I'm supposed to bang you tonight. It's me. My friend V.
No means no, but like, this
let me ask you a question, Sarah or V. This is better probably put to you guys. You ever with someone for a minute when you're hanging out early on and you just think, I just want this guy's dick in my mouth. I really want to give this guy head. Does that ever happen to you?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm a fan of...
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Sucking dick.
Uh-huh.
Most women hate it.
Yeah, good for you, V. Good for you.
You know, I'm watching this show Insecure on HBO.
Oh, it's good.
It's so good.
So good.
And the girls, and they say it's a black thing that black women don't like to give head. And so they go take a class together about it.
Is that right? Because the girl that's doing the cougar
grapefruit
thing, that was a black lady.
Well, this is where I found out about this. And it's like four young women. And some of them, you know, one of them is like, how do you think I got this guy to get me to marry him, to get him to marry me, whatever. And the other girls are like, no, I'm not into that. It's just, I don't want that. So then the one girl, the main star of the show, Issa, she learns how to do it. And she does it on this guy and he shoots it in her eye.
Oh,
and she's so mad at him and she's like, you're disrespecting me, and he's like, what, you were too good at it. And she's like super fucking mad and she leaves and like she can't get over it. Like it was a whole thing. But I remember
that episode.
Yeah, it's a really good one. I know, I'm like, why is she freaking out? Who gives a shit? I tell him all the time. I'm like, yeah, why don't you blow it in my face? Because then he's that much closer.
You know,
every filthy thing I say to him, it's like, this will be over soon.
The blow in the face thing's weird, though. I don't do that. I know there are actually, I've talked to girls who were like, oh, this guy, you know, like, because I asked people a million questions. I've had girls say, oh, my guy wants, he needs to do that, the finish in the face thing.
Yeah.
And so, and I hate it, but I let him do it because that's what he needs. I've never been one that I need to, like, paint your face. I'll paint your tummy or I'll paint your tits.
I've never met a dude who wasn't thrilled to paint my face.
Yeah.
John
wants to see it shoot into the mouth. But I describe that to him. And then when
it's tongue out.
When the time comes, I'm all like, get out of here.
You block it.
Close your eyes and imagine that's happening because I'm not letting that anywhere near me.
The one-eyed monster is.
Yeah. Oh, God, that thing.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Well, it's nice to hear that you find yourself longing for that at some point. And hopefully, I don't know whether that will occur to Nikki or not, but for the sake of their relationship getting started at some point, I hope that.
Yeah,
that
I don't know. I don't know, like, if he's just trying to be super polite, which good on him, because guys these days are just like, you know, hey.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Date two, are you going to, you know.
ETF or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's super respectful, but also it's very hard for us to even try to make time because our schedules are so different.
There was, though, that one time when you were at his apartment for over 3 hours
it was
in the middle of the day. That was one time when maybe...
Either way, yeah. Takes 8 minutes.
Yeah. There was that one. So finding the time doesn't seem to really be the exact problem.
Well, since then, yeah, it's been the time. It's just been the time. Like... It's been
since
hard.
You blew that opportunity, right?
Well, look, I have said this story many times.
Blew it.
That girl that I was with that lived in the East Bay, and I wasn't staying at her house, so I would go over there, we'd hang out, we would get loose, but not do it, And these, there were multiple times over the course of, like, with weeks in between where we didn't see each other. But there was a point where finally it's like, okay, we got to fuck. This has to happen.
It's
and
on.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
And by the time I boned that girl, I swear to you, I didn't make it. I mean, I was inside her, but it was a minute and a half and I was done. And it was so humiliating.
To pump up.
I really wanted to give her.
Is this the whole story where you had, where you skipped
some
out of work?
Die,
yeah, I skipped out of work the next day. This is the story.
But in the shadiest way possible. Like, he couldn't give us a straight story. He stayed because he blew it the first time, and he needed to butter her soundly from behind in order to save face.
So the next morning, I got her good. And when I left, I knew that I'd at least given her my best effort. And we ended up together for many years, so it worked out.
I was going to say, did you ever hear from her again, though?
Yeah, no. Like, telling you that the first night was just one of those times where I'm like, I've been wanting this and jacking off about it now for 2 months. Like, yeah, I was ready to blow this.
That's kind of hot, though. That's like a different foreplay of its own, like making sure you really yearn for it.
Well, I did. I was yearning
2 months is a long
hard.
Time, but.
2 months, you know, is a long time.
It's a long time.
The world of adults, I mean, kids.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, when you're younger, fine. But now it's like, all right. Dude.
But she was. But listen, you don't deal with this particular commute. But the commute from Ocean Beach to Walnut Creek, it's an hour just to get to the bridge, through the city to the bridge, just with red lights and regular, you know, traffic. It's an hour. That's what
it's time
it takes.
For a bag drop.
And then another hour across the bridge through the Caldecott and into Walnut Creek.
That's
so,
why distance matters. I'm sorry. Like, people are like, well, it's like 45 minutes. I'm like, dude, like 45 minutes? Like, you got to take 45 minutes to get there. And then are you driving back in the morning for work? Are you hitting traffic? Are you
right.
Like,
it's a
that's
thing.
A lot.
Yep.
It's a lot.
It is.
I agree.
Yes.
Shit.
Well, we have about, I don't know, 3-4 minutes left, so I'm just going to read this one. I just found this to be a charming, sweet letter, and weird, too, which I always appreciate. Dearest Radio Alice family, my husband and I love, love, love listening to you every opening. Maybe she means morning. Every opening, huh? All right. We even ask each other, where were Sarah and Vinny when you're all missing for a day or longer? I've been listening to you since high school, and I'm lucky enough to have another mom on my daughter's soccer team who I can talk to about you all. Did you hear about Beefcake? Can often be heard in our conversation.
Oh, God.
So funny.
That's hilarious.
On that note, I have to tell you about my dream from last night, which included Coco and Beefcake.
Oh.
I had a dream. I know. I had a dream about who freaking knows what, but Beefcake made an appearance. I met him. Wow, he's so much shorter than I anticipated was what I remember saying because, wait for it, Beefcake was about 5 feet tall and Coco was the same height.
Oh. What? What is
it? It made me chuckle. Coco and him had their arms around each other all cozy like, and I just giggled to myself when I woke up this morning. She actually spells that out. It seriously made me made my day and made me realize how much we fucking love you all. Please don't go anywhere. Please stay as fucking rad as you are and always have fucking been. I fucking love you all.
Whoa.
We could get along with that many F-bombs in an email.
Yeah.
The whole short part that was hilarious, though.
I know. Two little shorties.
Two little shorties.
Stay radical, brah, and do the surfer voice and the queen's voice more because those are my faves. My favoritos.
Wait, is that really in there?
Yeah, she says stay radical and do the surfer voice and queen's voice more. Those are my faves.
Duh,
brah, whoopah. All I know is, every time I'm down at the beach, I always have my eyes out for Mercedes, my favorite listener. Ho-ho! Rad. That's her name, Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
nobody talks Vinny like maybe that, did by the way.
Oh, my God. You were right about that. I'm one of a kind, brah. If I do say so myself. Well... The royal we.
You know what you just reminded me of? My oldest has said brah now a few times. And I'm
Oh, no.
Okay, the fucking YouTube thing is too much, kid. Like, I don't say the F word, but I'm like, you're watching too much YouTube. You're picking up language that I don't want you saying.
What's wrong with that, bro?
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude.
Like, whoop-ah.
You just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop-ah. Drop down. Snap. Ah.
Yeah, nobody talks like that. I agree.
Nobody talks like that, Brynn.
Oh, my God.
I say brew because of Below Deck, because they're foreign.
Mm-hmm.
So with the accent, it's brew. And they go, what do you mean, brew? So if I'm ever like pissed or like driving, I'm like, brew. Because I hate bro or bruh.
Do you mean bra?
Bra.
Bra.
That's something you wear. It's not a person. I say brew.
I think that's so funny when they say that, though. When they're like, what are you talking about, brew? And they're just like, is that?
Yeah.
Like, I watch
so
it with
what
the,
is this Below Deck? We need help.
It's a reality show on Bravo, and it's basically you're watching the crew of the boat on, like, these mega yachts serve, like, these high-end clients. And they're all, like, from different parts of the world, the crew. I have to watch that show with subtitles on because sometimes I don't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Already brew is yeah. me, so.
Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh, when they all meet each other for the first time on the boat, they're like, oh, are you a Kiwi? And I'm all, is that? I thought that was, like.
Racist?
Mean. But they go, yeah, I'm a Kiwi. And I'm all, oh, okay. I don't.
That's a New Zealander?
Yeah.
A Kiwi?
I don't know.
Kiwi's a New Zealander, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you call someone from? Do you call them a kangaroo? If they're from Australia? Is there a name for that? Like a kookaburra?
I don't know. You'd call them an Aussie, but.
No, I think it's there you go, an Aussie. But you wouldn't call them a New Zealie. You call them a Kiwi. All right.
God, it's not already confusing enough.
I don't think it's pejorative.
All right,
anyway,
guys,
we've
okay. And so on that note,
we covered a broad amount of topics today.
We certainly did.
We went like around the horn.
Yeah,
had wonderful time and email, as always. Threw in some brews.
Yeah. Well, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to try and get to this thing. It's an inheritance thing, and it's
juicy.
Well, messy. We talked about this lady. It was a while back, maybe 2 weeks ago, where the sister's trying to buy the mother's house and build her own house but she wants to pay like below market. And the rest of the brothers and sisters are like, hold on, though, because that's part of our inheritance. And then this one is worse. This one's
well, one of the things,
me, like, your parent crazy. Died and now this is what you're doing.
Well, this person's not dead yet. The mom's not dead yet, but
they're fighting
in the first story.
In both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I definitely thought about that one again. And while I do think they're letting the sister have the house below market value is a huge mistake, I do think that she'll be caring for your mother. So while the rest of the brothers and sisters are like, well, I don't, you know, what about her getting this? On the other hand, mom's care as she ages will be falling on the sister who's in that house. I don't know if that's something they should consider or not. Maybe they do want to take care of their mom. Maybe they don't.
Right.
Maybe they don't trust her to take care of the
maybe
mom.
Maybe I'll look at that one again.
That might be it, too.
I think I remember that being more along the lines of, like, suddenly now that she's sort of negotiated for the land, she's waiting to build a house because the wood prices went up. And they're like, in the meantime, mom's house is a moldy rat trap. And that was what said in the first place. Like, why don't you take her to your house now? It was like a bit of a snarl. So maybe I'll find that one and we can peruse that. But they're not really related. This one's a whole separate story.
All right, I'm interested.
But we'll try. It's a good one. Cool. We'll try and get to it tomorrow. V-Hale, thanks for being on the show today. Anytime
Chucks, guys,
anybody
always.
Has anything to share with us, we love to read it. Send it to Brynn@RadioAlice.com. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Take a bow, V. Very well done.
Thanks, guys.
Very nice.
Good job.
The end.